Being an expert doesn't mean you automatically have an audience, especially with so much noise in the digital marketing space. You need to break through the noise and establish your message as a rising thought leader in your industry. John Cook has worked with over 1,100 coaches and consultants and 800 speakers to make their messages remarkably clear and compelling to the right audience. And today, he wants to help you. If you want greater clarity and even better results with your message, visit workwithjohncook.com. Here's John.
What is the best copywriting framework to use for your sales pages, for your email copy, for your website copy? What is that best framework? There are so many different options to use. Where do you even start when it comes to create copy for your sales page? My name is John Cook. I'm the founder of Keynote Content. Over the last 4 years, I've worked with a little over 1,100 different coaches and consultants one-on-one, helping them craft and share their copy, their content, their messaging to help them connect with the right audience. And so today, what I want to share with you is the best, most effective copywriting formula that I have put together, that I have kind of borrowed from different people. And I said, like, this is not my origin. This is not my copywriting formula that's proprietary to me. This is what I've used from aggregating from other different sources, amazing copywriters from Ogilvy, from Hopkins, from Ray Edwards, from Robert Bly, from Joanna Wiebe, amazing copywriters that I brought together. And I said, here's what I've found, kind of an amalgamation. Again, this is not proprietary to me, but this is stuff that I've put together. So this is what I found to be true that's worked. And I want to share with you so you don't have to have the same learning curve that I've had over the last 6-7 years developing the most effective copywriting formula. So the first thing I want to start with is we start with, and really what it is it's this idea of poster. And a little bit again, this is stuff that I have brought together from Ray Edwards, from Donald Miller with StoryBrand, with Robert Bly with his direct response email copy, with Joanna Wiebe, Copy Hackers. And this poster idea is a bit of a hybrid of the everything that I've kind of put together. So poster is what we're starting with. So start the P stands for problem. And of course, very self-explanatory for a lot of people. They're saying, okay, what is the problem? I can't come in offering a solution until I know what is the problem. Because if I do say, hey, here's a solution, it might come off as that's not the right solution for the felt need for that specific problem. And then I'm missing the mark. I'm not understanding my audience first. So start with a problem first. That problem, though, it needs to be sad. It needs to be a sad problem. What do I mean by sad? The sad part is it needs to be specific. Super specific. The more that you can dial in the specificity of the problem, the more you can actually help the people understand. Not only do they get my problem, but they know exactly what that feels like. And so the A for sad is agonizing. It needs to be agonizing. It can't be, oh, that's terrible. That's a bummer. But that has got to be costing you sleep, stressful, fearful, anxiety, all these different things that are bringing up. And we don't want to bring this up to prey on anybody's feelings or anybody's emotions, but saying, like, identifying what are those exact feelings and articulating what is the agony that they're feeling because of that problem. And then for there, we need to say it needs to be daunting. Again, we're not playing on fear, but we're saying, like, what is this intimidating factor that people are experiencing because of this problem? They're saying it's daunting, whereas, like, it's, I can't stop thinking about it. I can't stop of reacting to it. I can't stop this thing that's obsessing or kind of like stealing the joy and the focus and the energy out of my day. That's the problem. When we dial in that problem, we say, that's when people know they get me. Now, what's your solution? Because if you can identify the problem better than anybody else, then likely your solution, there's a good chance your solution is better than anybody else's. So we start with a problem, but then we do what I call your ordinary world / kind of your origin story. And this is a little bit of a playoff of Joseph Campbell's The Hero's Journey. And Donald Miller talks about kind of like that character who has this problem, a specific problem. And it's kind of this call to adventure. So when you layer in that ordinary world, it's saying, if you stay in this ordinary world, it's not just ordinary, but it's painful. It may even be agonizing. And it's saying, but what you could do is you give them a glimpse ahead. What could it look like to get out of that ordinariness and into the extraordinary? And we'll get to that in a little bit. But that ordinary world, and you need to tie this to not just ordinary world, but it's the I've been there too. My origin story. See, I used to think that this problem was all about me and is all my doing, or something where I can't possibly get out of that problem. But when you bring in your origin story saying, that problem that you're facing, I faced it too. In fact, that's why I started this business, or that's why I put together this program or this coaching or whatever it might be. saying your ordinary world, nobody really truly wants to stay in the ordinary world once they know that the extraordinary world even exists. So a little bit in this ordinary world, you need to tell them not only just is this your world, but here's what makes it ordinary. And you can't know what's ordinary unless you know what's extraordinary. So from that origin story, saying like, I've been where you're at, I know what it's like, and I can show you a better way. And then from there, we offer that solution. Again, this is kind of like that call to adventure saying, here's something that can take you out of that ordinary world and put you towards where you could be. And in that solution, that's kind of where you make your offer. And in that same offer, it's going, let's give the details. So like, hey, if it's coaching, like what are the program details? What's included? What are not just the features? Don't tell me that you have 10 videos. Tell me what those videos are about. So we're being, what are the benefits of that? What does that change for your status? What is the emotional narrative that it starts to change to get you from this ordinary world to the extraordinary world? And so in the saying, like, we're not just offering a solution saying like, hey, here's what's included. Here's this guide, these templates, these worksheets, but what's the purpose? Why this? And then from there saying, when we attach the why this, to each of these program details, videos, guides, quizzes, action plans, assessments, whatever it might be, people can be able to say, I see the transformation, I see the possibility. But then they want to say, how do I know that this has actually worked? And so we have this T is for testify. And I love to testify. Ray Edwards and his pastor copywriting formula, he calls it pastor. Again, not stealing, definitely want to give credit where credit's due, but saying in this testify, Ray talks about transformation or testimonials. I like to testify because we specifically tie this to people like me have gotten results like that. Those results are what I crave, what I desire. So the testify is people like me, they look like me, they have similar stories as me, they are facing the same specific agonizing, daunting problem as me, and that's why in your testimonials, I love, love, love including headshots or pictures of people in your testimonials so people can say, hey, they look like me. They have the same hair color, hairstyle. They're like, for me, I'm bald. It's like, hey, it's a bald guy just like me. Or hey, it's a woman just like me. Or a man just like me. Or whatever it might be. You identify and people say, I know that their story sounds so much like mine and they look like me, but they got the results that I haven't gotten. And the difference is a solution, tying it to that solution. But from there, we say, okay, what is the extraordinary world? And you can tease a little bit of this extraordinary world, again, borrowing from Joseph Campbell's the Hero's Journey, saying the ordinary world is people saying like, it's filled with pain, it's filled with uncertainty. There's this kind of lack of fulfillment, but the extraordinary world is saying like, imagine if you could get these results. What would this do for your mindset? What would this do for your finances, your parenting, your approach to life, the way in which you even feel about yourself as a person? This doesn't have to be outside of your reach. I can help you get from your ordinary world to your extraordinary world, and this is the bridge that gets us there. Russell Brunson talks about kind of that epiphany bridge. What's going to take me from this ordinary to this extraordinary? What is it that's going to take me from where I am to where I really want to be? And that solution tying in to show people this is the way to get to those results. But people get to the end and say, okay, there's this need to make an offer. Don Miller talks about having like, hey, you need to make an offer. And if they say yes, here's a reward. If they say no, here's a failure or success, failure, risk, reward, whatever it might be. So this R saying, here's the reward. If you say yes right now, if you don't say yes right now, here's the risk. And the more that you tie that in saying, okay, here's the risk. If you don't do this, if you tie this, connecting it to failure, not saying yes to the solution will continue to keep you in that ordinary world, not realizing that extraordinary world that you want to experience, not realizing that the potential is there and the opportunity is there. Saying the reward is the success, the change, the shift in emotional narrative. And coming into the neuromarketing or the neuroscience side of things, saying we're tying into what is that, not just the dopamine, which is that sense of fulfillment, the craving, the pleasure, but it's also saying what is that sense of introducing serotonin, which is that more sunshine, more happiness, more optimism into your life. If we can tie in saying this reward is tied into experiencing what you've always wanted, what you've always craved, that's your opportunity. But in this section is going like, okay, on the practical side of things, saying, how do we remove risk? How do we put more of the balance, more of the weight on the reward and less of the weight on the risk? Saying, if they say yes to this, if they say yes to this extraordinary world, to this offer, how do we make sure that we make it worth their while? And this is where the reward, you can say, hey, I can assume more of this risk by bringing in a guarantee. What's the guarantee that I can make where people say, I'd be silly, I'd be crazy not to say yes to this? By taking the risk and putting it on yourself, don't make it a 24-hour, don't make it a 72-hour, make it a 30-days money-back guarantee. 100% money-back, no hassle, no questions, I'm not going to give you a hard time. Guarantee, whatever, however you want to couch that, whatever it says, make it a 100% money-back, no hassle guarantee. People say, gosh, I take all of the risk off myself, saying, if you go through this, if you follow through with this program, you do the templates, you do the work, you do the assessments, you go through all the videos, and if you still don't get the results you're looking for, if that somehow, some way doesn't get you to that extraordinary world, I'll give you all your money back, which means that I've taken the risk on myself. I've said, I'm willing to bet on myself, willing to bet on this coaching program or this online course to make it worth your while, and I assume that risk more for myself, and you have very little risk on for yourself. So that's the outline that I've seen. Poster is what I call it. And again, this is not proprietary for me. This is not something that I just came up with per se. What I did is I gathered what I've learned. And the only reason I get to stand at the heights that I do and helping as many people as I do is because I've stood on the shoulders of giants. Talking about Joanna Weeb with Copy Hackers, Ray Edwards, Copy That Sells, Robert Bly, Ogilvy on advertising. Yes, I love this book. Read this book if you have any interest in copywriting. Ogilvy on advertising, it's amazing. Claude Hopkins, these are amazing, amazing copywriters that have helped me develop this formula that I've seen this generate again and again. People saying yes because they see the clear flow from problem to reward. If you have questions, if you're saying, I'm not sure about copywriting, I'm not really a copywriter, John, where do I even go with this? You can go to workwithjohncook.com, fill out the form, or hop on a call. We'll talk about your sales page, talk about your emails, talk about where you're wanting to generate that true connection with your audience and get the results you're looking for with your copy. Make it a great day. If you like what I've shared here, if you love what you're seeing, click like, click subscribe. We'll catch you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to this episode. Interested in discovering how you can work with John to make your message more compelling? Head on over to workwithjohncook.com and apply today.